Hello, Tammy speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Charlie William. I'm calling you from the security department of Master and Visa Card. How are you doing today?
Yes, good, thank you.
Well, ma'am, this is just a verification call to you, okay? Because this morning we have received the transaction request of $700. And as I can see that the iPhone has been placed order from your end. So before we release the fund, we are just calling you for the verification whether it's you or anyone else in your family member.
No, I'm not aware of that, no.
Ma'am, because the thing is, we got a report from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Centre, okay, that they have been noticed that this could be the fraudulent transaction. Because, ma'am, the iPhone which you have ordered, it's not showing the Australian IP, ma'am. It's showing somewhere in USA, United States of America. If you are not aware of this transaction, it might be possible that someone has got the access of your personal information over the internet and they are trying to make this fraudulent transaction, right?
Yes, so we actually, this morning there was someone trying to use my card details to make purchases, and they did get through with one of them. We contacted the bank, and they shut our card down, so we did not make that purchase. Sorry about that.
Okay, when was this happened, ma'am? Like 10 minutes ago? I'm talking about the 10 minutes ago, ma'am.
Okay, look, we should have got it shut down this morning, so we don't have a clue what this is regarding, but someone's been hacking through the card since last night, so we did not make
Oh,
that purchase.
yes, ma'am, because all this notification we are just receiving in our security server, so that's the reason we ring you up. No worries, ma'am. It might be possible that many of the things which has got no security right now at this moment, okay? So right now what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm just transferring this call to my cancellation team, okay, who gonna help you out and make sure that you do not share any of the information over this recorded line, all right?
Yeah, no worries.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am. This is David Mitchell, and I'm the Senior Security Officer from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Centre, okay? Right. So, ma'am, you haven't made any order for any iTunes or Apple gift cards?
No, we
Right?
haven't.
Okay. Because, ma'am, from a different country IP address, those transaction was been attempted behind you, and we are not sure that exactly who are the people are getting involved in this and how they got access of your information. So recently, have you tried to use like your mobile phone or a laptop for your banking purpose?
Yeah, so we've actually been in contact with the card company, and
Okay.
they looked into it, and they've actually shut down our card now. But there was a attempt of purchasing something online last night where we think they may have got the details. But since last night, we have not purchased anything.
That's the reason, ma'am, because the transaction which we are talking about, they have tried to order iTunes, Apple gift card, which you have never ordered, right?
No, we have not.
And all this gift card I've been trying to read in from a different country, ma'am, United States of America. And that's the reason, ma'am, what those people did. They tried to access to your network and they have shifted the location of your IP address. So at the meanwhile, you will not be able to receive any email or any messages about those transactions. So over the recorded line, I will just help you to check the IP address which has been shifted so that you might get concerned regarding to that, okay?
Okay, no worries.
All right. So you got a Google on your phone, ma'am? Google or a Safari browser?
Yes.
Okay. Kindly open up the Google.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on the Google, you can see a search, right? Google search.
Yeah.
All right. On the search, ma'am, you can just simply type there my my. All right.
Yep.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then number one. P for Peter.
What was that, sorry?
P as in Peter.
Yep.
Then again, give a space, ma'am.
Yep.
Address, ADDRESS. Address. Okay?
Yep.
Then again, give a space and then type country.
Yep.
Okay. Now you can search for that. No need to read out or tell us anything. Just have a look with your own, from your own end, ma'am. Okay?
Yep.
Can you see any results coming up once you search for my 1P address country?
So, there's a few different websites available.
Yep. And can you see any numbers with IP address information?
No, not that I can see.
What did you type in, ma'am, on the Google?
My 1P address country.
Yeah, perfect. And did you put the one, like ONE1, or like you have typed the figure 1 there, ma'am?
I typed the figure 1.
All right, perfect, ma'am. Now, again, you can search for that. You can try to refresh the page.
Yep.
All right. Now, what do you see?
It's still just coming up with options for websites to click into.
No, you can scroll down a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, can you see any page with IP address details? There will be a number and the country, location.
I'm just having a
look. Scroll down a little bit. Go down.
I may have found it.
Can you see that? The IP address details of yours, ma'am, which has been shifted to a different country?
I think so.
All right. Because, ma'am, you can see the state and the country. It is not in Australia. It is showing it somewhere in overseas. Right, ma'am?
Yeah, it's saying California.
And that's the reason, ma'am, those hackers are allowed to get access to your network and they are ordering all this purchase behind you. Now, what we are going to do, first thing that we need to report a cybercrime activity behind you on your network, on your IP address. Now, you can remove the ACSC. Remove the ACSC from there. Sorry, my 1P address. Remove that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh. Now, you can type there ACSC Australia, okay?
Yeah, Australia.
ACSC, ma'am. A for Australia, yeah. C for Charlie, S for Sunday, and again C for Charlie. ACSC Australia.
Yeah, done.
All right, now you can search for that, ma'am. You can see a page coming up, the Australian Cybersecurity page.
Yeah, I see that. You want me to go into that one?
Yeah, homepage, ACSC homepage, cyber.gov.au. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Now you can see a page, a blue page coming up, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. Can you see protect your personal device and accounts, right?
Hello? Yes, I can.
All right. And below that, what did you see?
What was that, sorry?
Below that, what can you see? Just read out to me.
So there's get alerts on the new threat. Report cybercrime, become a partner, information security, and then there's like the latest alerts.
All right. Now you can scroll down a little bit and you can see there will be top three things to protect yourself.
Yep.
All right, these are the three things, ma'am. You need to follow up them in the near future. You need to apply them on your daily basis while you're banking and when you made any payment or any purchase, right? Like you need to protect your update your device, protect your accounts with double layer of security authentication, backup your data, right? Now you can go to the top and you can see report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident. Can you see that, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Click on that.
Yep.
All right. Now what do you see?
So it come up with the report cyber, like the big blue bit, and then it says check the status.
Yeah, you need to select your individual, ma'am, because you are reporting as you are your individual account, okay?
Yeah. No worries.
Now, once you click on that, you can see now there is an option, ma'am. Can you see any option?
It just takes me straight to report a cybercrime to a police.
All right. Can you see you will be reporting this through the report cyber, right?
To the police?
Yeah. Now, you can close the Google page, ma'am. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Now, what you need to do is you need to, you do got an app store or a play store on your phone, ma'am?
Yeah.
Open up. Is it an Android phone or an Apple phone that you are using, ma'am?
It's an Apple phone.
Apple phone. And apart from this phone, have you tried to access your online banking or did you use PayPal or an eBay application from any other device, ma'am?
No, just on this phone.
All right, ma'am. Now, you can go to the App Store on your phone, okay? Apple Store.
Yep.
All right. Now, on the Apple Store, you can type there Zoho, Zoho. Can you see the search? You can see Zoho.
Yeah, I think so. Let me just.
Zoho, Zoho. Can you see, type? Have you typed in there?
Yeah, there's like options of mail and stuff.
Yeah, can you see Zoho Assist Customer, a green application, ma'am?
Let me just have a look.
What did you type in on the App Store?
Yeah, there's a customer app.
Yeah, you need to install it, ma'am. Click on Get, because the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security people, will be helping you to shift your IP address back to Australia, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Is it getting downloaded?
Yes, it's just downloading now.
All right. Once it will be open, you can let me know, ma'am, the option that is coming up there, right?
Yep. So it's just asking to enter an email ID.
No. Don't enter your email ID. You can see a small X, a cross sign on the same box.
Yep.
All right. You can tap on that cross.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
I'm asking for a session key.
All right. Now a security session will be started on your network, ma'am. So I'm providing you a one-time security session number. Press there 585.
585.
249.
0146.
All right. Now you can press the join below down there.
Yep.
Okay. Now once you press on join, what do you see?
It says to start session or cancel.
Yeah. Click on start session, ma'am.
Yep.
Once you click on start session.
A screen broadcast?
Yeah, click on start broadcast.
Yep.
Okay, now what do you see?
It's just started recording.
No, and below that, can you see any option?
It's saying allow remote access and stuff like a security alert.
Yeah, you can tick on that security checkbox, ma'am. This is for the one-time verification, okay?
Yeah.
All right, once you click on the checkbox, allow or accept. Can you see allow access?
Yeah.
All right, click on allow access. All right, now wait. Now don't do anything, ma'am. You can see ACSC Cybersecurity has securely sent you this notification, right, ma'am? Now you will be getting some notification about those things, okay?
Yeah.
Now, can you see?
Yeah, I got a welcome message.
Yeah. Now, you will be getting some more notification regarding to that, ma'am. Can you see?
Yep. Yeah, they're all coming through now.
All right, wait. Because these are the things, ma'am, that you should be, these hackers have blocked all these notifications. So we are just sending you all these details. All right?
Okay, no worries.
Okay, now you will be getting some transaction notification, ma'am. So just wait, all right?
Yes, no worries.
Okay. So once you see something on the screen, can you see any notification about any purchase?
Yeah, about a gift card, yep.
Yeah. Can you see?
Order confirmed.
Yeah. So we need to cancel this order, ma'am. All right.
Yep.
And transfer the funds back to you.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Now, what you need to do, you need to check all of your application, ma'am, and see if there is any funds missing or not. Once you log in, do let me know. Okay.
So what was I logging into, sorry?
Have you logged into your bank account?
Yeah, I'm just logging in now, but I don't see any funds missing for that amount of money.
Yeah, that's the reason, ma'am, because the ACSC has not allowed them to release the funds. But the transaction, the order which has been placed, we need to cancel it because once the IP address will be showing up to you to Australia, okay? Once the IP address will be showing up to Australia, okay, what will happen, the funds, the order which has been placed, it will be coming up on the statement for you, ma'am, right?
Yeah.
All right, now wait. Now, what do you see on your screen right now? On which page are you, ma'am?
I'm still currently in my online banking account.
Okay, you can go down, scroll down the page a little bit down somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. And all right, wait. Now, you can, what do you see on the screen right now? Go up a little bit.
Yep, so I'm just viewing sort of my account, then I can...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, now go down, a little bit down.
Yeah.
Okay. Now wait. Now, what we are going to do, ma'am, we need to cancel up this transaction which has been attempted from your this account. Now, can you see any option there, cards? Any option for cards? Cards. Can you see somewhere bottom down it's written like cards? You can see option called cards. C-A-R-D.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, you got the card with you, ma'am, right?
Yep.
All right. Can you see any option there? It's also showing you up show all. Click on that. Show all option.
Hello.
All right. Wait. Don't do anything, ma'am. Can you see this is the card, ma'am, which was been tried to target it by those people. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And did you close the Joho application, ma'am?
Well, yes, because I'm showing my card details.
Oh, okay. First, all right. Not an issue, ma'am. You are not showing it to me, ma'am. You are checking it from your end. We have just secured your network, not your phone. All right? So don't worry about anything. Okay?
Okay. Can I just do it over the phone rather than just showing a screen broadcast?
No. I am not asking you to select the option for a screen broadcast or anything. Open up the Joho again and... help you with the cancellation now. Okay?
So, am I going back into...
the green application, the Joho one. Log out from your account. Log out.
Okay, because I can't be on my... I can't be on both at the same time. That's all when you're...
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Log out from your online banking. Close your application now, your bank app.
Yep.
Okay? And go back to the Joho Assist customer.
Okay, it's come up with an on-demand remote support, so...
Yeah, click on cancel.
Yeah, how can I reopen it?
Cancel. Can you see cancel?
It's just gone back to enter session key.
All right, now type there, and we will providing you a new session key, ma'am, because each and every time you will be getting cancel of those security sessions, we need to create a new session for you. Now, press there 334.
Yep.
244.
Yep.
1809.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can again press on join and start session.
Saying I've entered the incorrect key.
Okay. What did you enter?
334.
244.
Yep.
1809.
09. That's my bad. All right. Start session. And so what is a screen broadcast?
No, don't press on a screen broadcast. Can you see any other option there?
I can just tap out of it, but it won't let me start the broadcast unless I press start.
Click on start broadcast.
Okay.
Now what do you see, the next option?
I'm back to the chat.
Okay, now can you see the tick checkbox? I have read the terms and conditions and allow access.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now you can go back to the normal home screen, ma'am, and check all of your application. If there is any app like eBay or a PayPal has been also added without your authorization.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Go to the home page. Press the home button.
Phone?
Yeah, on your phone, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, and check apart from the WestPac, you don't have any other application for banking on this phone, right, ma'am?
No, that's the only bank I'm with.
All right. Now, you can do one thing, ma'am. You have use a Zip. Check for any Zip application on your account, ZIP Zip.
Okay, so how do I do that?
And ma'am, we are detecting in the security server, you do have any card with the Commonwealth Bank as well, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, but I don't use it.
You have never used it. Just log in and check if there is any funds missing, ma'am, because we have received also a cardless cash withdrawal behind your Commonwealth. Have you used for a cardless cash transaction, ma'am?
No, we have not.
Because somebody has tried to use a cardless cash transaction which is valid for 30 minutes, ma'am. And the amount was $500. So just log in and check whether those people has tried to.
We never use, like, I never use the Commonwealth account because there's no money in it. So we don't actually ever touch it.
Okay. Can you see any option there, accounts?
Yep.
Tap on accounts.
Yeah, it's asking for a PIN, but we wouldn't know what it is because we don't use the account.
All right, ma'am, not an issue. Now, you can close this app now. Close it down.
Yep.
All right. And now, what you need to do, you also use a PayPal on your phone, right, ma'am? You have used a PayPal account? Okay.
Yeah.
Try to log into your PayPal. Do you remember your password and your details on the PayPal, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right, wait. Don't do anything. Once you log in on the PayPal, you let me know. All right.
Yes, I'm logged in.
All right. Your PayPal account. Now, tap on wallet on the PayPal. Can you see wallet option there?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what you need to do, you need to log out from your... can you see on your PayPal account, ma'am, your card has been attached over there, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, log out from your PayPal account. Log out.
Okay.
Once you log out, do let me know, okay?
Yeah. I've logged out.
All right. Now you can go to the App Store again, ma'am. Go to the App Store back again.
Yeah.
And on the App Store, type the Zip, because this is the application those people are using to get credit of $1,500, ma'am, while using your information. Can you see any option like Zip, Shop Now, Pay Later? It will be a black application, black, blue.
Yeah.
Click on that. Get. Once it will be loaded, do let me know, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Because, ma'am, those people, what they are doing is they are also trying to get credit while using the different applications. So, in the near future, if the funds will be available on your account, it will be get deducted from your account, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah.
And we will be also canceling those gift cards. Can you see sign up? Click on sign up option, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, enter. Now, can you see? This is the money, ma'am, $1,000. This is the funds which those hackers try to get credited. Click on sign up now.
Okay.
Wait, because we are canceling. Now, put your mobile details that which is asking you up.
Hi, this is Sami William. I'm calling you from the security department of Austin.
Yep, do I send code?
Yeah, perfect. And you will be getting a code for a verification. Now tap wherever you can see the code has been, if needed to, and type over there. Press on that area and you will be getting the code, ma'am. Click on again, send code. Okay, now go to your messages.
Yeah.
Check your messages. You have received a code? Yes.
Yeah.
The first one from the top one. The first one, not the second one. You have got
I
a new one.
It.
All right.
Yeah, no, I resent it, so I'm going to have to go with the second one.
Okay. Perfect, ma'am. Now, can you see this is the money, ma'am, those people was trying to withdraw behind you, ma'am. Now you need to, so what we are going to do, we will be transferring this funds to your Westpac account. Don't worry, okay?
Yeah.
Click on, now what do you see the option below down there?
It's saying pay your pay. And no. It's showing like...
Can you see any option that says let's go?
Yeah.
Alright, tap on that.
Yeah, hello, this is John calling you from the...
Let's go. Okay, now you can put the details. No need to read out. Just put your details quickly, ma'am. The details which is asking you, fill up the information and do let me know once you fill up the information.
PayPal.
Connect with PayPal, ma'am, because they are trying to target it from your Westpac account. So we will be and your on the PayPal, ma'am, your Westpac account has a card has been already attached. So don't worry, the funds will be available on your Westpac card. And the gift card which has been ordered, I will help you to also cancel that and help you to receive the email for the cancellation.
Okay.
Once you do all this, ma'am, do let me know once you're done with this, okay?
Yeah, I just got to find my password for the PayPal.
Okay. Perfect. Click on agree and continue.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Wait, don't do anything now. Now tap on continue. All right. And you got a driving license, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. Put the details. Because these are the cancellation details. On this application, those hackers will no more able to use any of your information to order anything. Now. And you are the only person, ma'am, like who uses your account and your card. There is no other person authorized behind you, right?
Just stay with me.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I'm holding the line. And this $1,500 might be credited to your Westpac card now.
Yeah.
On which page are you?
I'm just trying to work out what the card number is on my driver's license.
You can find it on the back side, ma'am. It will be on the back side of your driving license at the very left-hand side corner. It will be printed as card number in a tiny letter. You can find it.
Yeah, found it. Thank you.
All right. On the back of your driving license on the very bottom corner down.
Yeah.
Okay, now you need to put the details. What is the information asking you, ma'am? On which card you want the refund?
It's asking me to link a card, but the problem is we don't have a new card yet because the card is being blocked due to people hacking it.
Okay, the Westpac card that you got, 5163, is it with you right now?
Well, yes, but it's blocked. It's no longer available to use.
Okay, try to put in the details, ma'am. Let's check. And did you got a new card? Did you got a new card?
We ordered a new card, but we don't have it as we've only just done that today.
And where is the new card? Is it with you or like you? It is on the local
branch. We've only just ordered it today. It's coming in the mail.
Oh, okay, okay.
What's all of this for? Because you can see what I'm seeing, so you can see my card details.
No, we are not able to see anything, ma'am.
Okay, so what is all of this for then?
This is, you are putting for the cancellation so that in the near future, the funds which has been tried to transferred or taken out, ma'am, it will be refunded back into your this account. Okay, so we are just checking the status whether your card is active or not. That's the reason I asked you to put the details over there.
Okay, and why can't you guys just cancel it for us?
Because, ma'am, yeah, I understand, ma'am, but because you are the right person of your account, that's the reason these things need to be done it from your end, ma'am, because your network and your IP address has been used in this website, right?
Okay.
It could be possible for us to cancel those transactions from our end, ma'am. Why would we ring you up? Okay.
Yeah, no, just because considering we've been hacked, it's hard to know what's legit and what's not.
Okay.
We need to understand that we need to have a...
Now, can you see there is something...
Yeah, the card
there is
an
error
come.
All right. All right.
So
now,
there is nothing that we can do because we no longer have a new card. There is nothing that we can do to put in a new card.
All right. Go back to your email, ma'am. Check your email.
Hi, this is...
Yep.
Oh, yes, correct, ma'am.
On the email, did you got a new card image of your card?
No, we don't have any access to the new card.
All right. And you got the details of your new card with you. Is it activated?
No.
It's not activated, right? All right. No need to activate it, ma'am. Keep it safe and secured with you, right?
Yeah.
All right. With the Commonwealth Bank, you got any cards, ma'am?
No.
All right. Not an issue, ma'am. Now, what you need to do is you need to press on the back arrow and come back to your home, the page where you are on the Jeep application. All right. Now you need to click on cancel on the top.
Yep.
Okay. Click on login.
Yep.
All right. Once you click on login, do let me know, ma'am.
Yep.
All right. And once you log in to that app, what option can you see?
Well, it's asking for an email address and password, but I haven't made an account. I don't recall.
Yeah, you need to put your email password, ma'am.
I don't have an account with Zip.
No, you need to enter your email password.
But we're on Zip, correct?
Yeah.
I don't have an account with them, so I have no password.
You need to enter your email ID password, ma'am, not the Zip account password, your email ID password.
Hi, ma'am, this is Arshad Lohia. Can you hold
me
from the security
market?
The email ID password.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, not an issue. Go back to the Zip. Wait, I will help you. Go back to the Zip.
Yeah, hello, Ms. Margaret. Do you remember me? This is George.
Go back to the Zip application.
There's nothing
neutral
network.
I'll
do it.
Here.
No,
it's
control
the
me.
Okay,
and
now. Yeah, enter your email.
Okay,
and now click on forget password.
So if you can't see what I'm doing, how do you know that I just entered my email? And
ma'am, you are on the page, on the Zip page, right? You have opened up the Zip page, right?
You're not telling me to do anything, okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now what? Now what option do you see?
It's asking me to reset my password.
Yes. Now what is asking you for the details? Just put the details. And once you're done with all that, do let me know. All right? Because this is the account was been tried to created by those hackers, ma'am. So you are resetting the password so that those hackers will no more able to use this zip account by your name. Are you there?